Lesson 6. The Holy Ghost Helps Me. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. The Holy Ghost is a member of the Godhead, along with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. He is a personage of Spirit. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22. The mission of the Holy Ghost is to testify of the Father and the Son, and of the truth of all things. See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 36, and Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. He can also guide us to make righteous choices and comfort us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 31, verse 11. The way the Holy Ghost speaks to us is described in the Scriptures as a still, small voice. See 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 12.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Song. Tell the children that you are going to sing a song about Heavenly Father. Sing or say the words to the first verse of I Know My Father Lives, Children's Songbook, page 5, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. I know my Father lives and loves me, too.
Touch hand to chest.
The Spirit whispers this to me and tells me it is true.
Cup hand to ear.
And tells me it is true.
Teaching tip. Even at a young age, children can learn to recognize the influence of the Holy Ghost. During any lesson, help them recognize the feelings of love and warmth that come from the Holy Ghost, particularly when they are learning about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ.
Repetition activity. Invite the children to say, Spirit. Tell them that another name for the Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost. Invite the children to say, Holy Ghost. Explain that the Holy Ghost helps us know that Heavenly Father loves us. Role play. Tell the children that when we do what is right, the Holy Ghost helps us know we made a good choice. Invite the children to join you as you role play doing things that are right. For example, tell the children, It's the right thing to go to church. Let's pretend to walk to church. Then swing arms as you walk with the children in a circle. Repeat with other examples, such as sharing a toy, helping mother sweep the floor, and so on. Story. Explain that the Holy Ghost can also help us when we are afraid. Tell the following story. One day, there was a bad storm outside David's house. There was loud thunder.
Have children cover their ears.
And lots of wind.
Have children blow to mimic the wind.
And rain.
Have children mimic the rain with their fingers.
David was afraid. His mother told him that when she is afraid, she prays to Heavenly Father.
Show the picture of a mother and child praying on page 30.
David and his mother prayed that Heavenly Father would keep them safe. Then David felt safe and happy. His mother said that Heavenly Father had sent the Holy Ghost to give him those feelings so he wouldn't be afraid. Invite the children to say, Holy Ghost.
Teaching tip. Remember that most children have difficulty focusing their attention for long periods of time. Watch for signs that they need a change. If they've been sitting for a while, do an activity that allows them to move their bodies.
Conclusion. Share your testimony of the Holy Ghost. This could include a simple, brief experience from your own life when you were guided by the Holy Ghost.
Teaching tip. Relating personal experiences can help those you teach see how the gospel influences our daily lives. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 45 and 180. For this age group, the experience you share will need to be very simple and brief. no more than a sentence or two.
Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Optional activities.
Preparation. For the scripture activity, bring a copy of the Bible, Mark John chapter 14, verse 26, so that you can turn to it easily. For the illustration activity, copy the illustration on page 31 for each child. This illustration includes 5 pictures representing actions the Holy Ghost inspires us to do. For the cube game, copy the illustration on page 31 and color it if desired. Cut along the solid lines and fold along the dotted lines. Tape or glue the tabs to make a cube. Activity verse. Form a circle with the children and recite the following activity verse. The Holy Ghost speaks softly.
Put finger to lips.
He never shouts. It's true.
Cup hands around mouth as if shouting.
He'll bless and help and guide you.
Join hands and walk in a circle.
In everything you do.
Sit down.
Scripture. Tell the children that Jesus taught in the Scriptures that the Holy Ghost will teach us. Open the Bible to John chapter 14, verse 26, and read, "The Holy Ghost shall teach you all things." Invite the children to repeat the phrase with you, a few words at a time.
Teaching tip. When you teach children, you should use the Scriptures frequently and find ways to have the children become comfortable using the Scriptures. Teaching No Greater Call, page 59. You can help them develop a love for the Scriptures even before they are able to read. Even if you read only a short part of the verse to the children, read the entire verse during your preparation for the lesson.
Illustration. Display the illustration on page 31 and give each child a copy of the illustration. Point to the picture of the church building and explain that the Holy Ghost helps us know that going to church is the right thing to do. Invite the children to point to the church building on their copies. Repeat for the other illustrations. Cube game. Roll the cube you made. Read the caption on the top of the cube and have the children repeat it with you. Then have the children do some simple actions to go with the picture. When the side with the words, "The Holy Ghost helps me," comes up, tell the children that the Holy Ghost helps us know when we've done something good. Repeat, giving each child a turn to roll the cube.
Teaching tip. Taking turns is difficult for young children. If you have many children in your nursery class, you may want to roll the cube yourself each time rather than having the children take turns.